You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee negotiated the resumption of tea processing by Botley factories on Wednesday, ending a three-day protest. The owners of more than 100 factories who were at a standstill during a confrontation in Assam and West Bengal agreed to accept green tea leaves from small tea growers without a maximum residue level certificate, providing immediate relief. According to the Millennium Post, the decision followed a two-hour meeting at the Jaipurgari District Magistrate's Office between the North Bengal Tea Producers Welfare Association and seven organizations representing small growers. On Monday, members of the Assam Bought Leaf Tea Manufacturers Association stopped purchasing non-certified tea leaf, leading many thousands of pluckers to halt work in the early days of the harvest. Manufacturers maintain it is the responsibility of growers to provide laboratory test results certifying that no banned chemicals or unapproved pesticides are present in the teas offered for sale. Few complied, said Krishna Prasad Sharma, secretary of the Assam Tea Growers Association. He told the Sentinel, quote, "It is impractical and not feasible for small growers from other parts of the state to bring samples to Jorhat for testing." He said the Tea Board of India has not issued directions for mandatory testing and certification. The Botley factories decided to no longer purchase tea without laboratory certification, he said. He urged the Tea Board and the government to resolve the issue. He said workers in the Jorhat district have stopped plucking green leaves for 7 days. Meanwhile, the Northeastern Tea Association declared it will not accept any green leaves without accompanying test reports from NABL-accredited labs. Business Insight. Arvinda Anantharaman reports on this issue in greater depth in today's India Tea News. World Tea Expo 2024 was a rallying point for the North American tea community and a visible, viable option for foreign tea sellers exploring whether their products are welcome in the widely divergent U.S., Canadian, and Mexican tea markets. This year's conference was exceptional. The tea bar was lively and convenient, and the floor focused more on tea than CBD. Traditional suppliers from China returned in good numbers. Growers from Vietnam, Myanmar, and Tanzania introduced exotic origins and new styles, while mainstays from India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Kenya, Taiwan, Germany, Japan, and South Korea encouraged sampling to enrich the experience for all. It was great seeing emerging technology at the Palmyra booth and the latest teaware and utensils on display. When presenting at World Tea Expo, I always included a few takeaways. I hope the following three stimulate constructive discussion before the March 2025 event. I'll see you there. Number one, the conference is the beating heart of the event. The boot camp and advanced retail training are finely tuned to North America's highly desirable market, and the presenters are superb. Next year, be sure to schedule and market sessions to ensure a threshold audience of 100 per session. Also, consider an open session following the keynote, a roundtable to discuss pressing topics of importance to the industry, voiced by participants with skin in the game. Growers, brokers, certifiers, retailers, importers, and buyers who are primed to say what's on their minds. Call it Clear the Air. I'd be happy to moderate. Matchups and meetups. Matchmaking separates wheat from the chaff. New software enables exhibitors to screen buyers before the event and concentrate on those with the highest sales potential. culminating in transactions rather than introductions. Meetups are just informal and fun. Consider a tea playroom for meetups where attendees with common interests can gather. Sample, sample, sample. The expanded tea bar is an excellent feature for many reasons, but sampling stands out. Encourage activities where people share a tea more readily, like at tea festivals. Tasting and discuss prize-winning teas is a perfect example. The tea bar should be jammed with activities encouraging people to mingle while drinking tea. Since booth space to sit and talk is limited, arrange seating conducive to business conversations away from the busy booths to facilitate on-site matchmaking. A matchmaking lounge. Visit the TeaBiz blog for more complete coverage and loads of photos. On the floor, I chatted with a dozen exhibitors during the show. Here's what they had to say.
This is Dan Burton on the floor at World Tea Expo with Michael Harney at Harney & Sons Fine Tea. Mike, how are you? And thanks for joining us on the program.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see you, Mr. Bolton. So, a pleasure. I hear you're doing a lot of traveling, which is great. So the show has been good. There's some smaller, obscure countries. There's some people from Miramar over here, which was interesting seeing their teas. But we're doing well here at the booth. The first day was very, very busy. It's a little slower. That allows us to get out and see, meet the people from Miramar, or they have a whole bunch of Chinese. So some of the Chinese people I haven't seen in a bit. So it's a good time here. And then it's part of, as you can probably hear, you know, the nightclub show, the restaurant and bar expo. So that allows us to get some rum from Puerto Rico or whatever we want.
Tell me about your company.
Oh, my dad started it 41 years ago. My brother and I were here. Paul took off today, but I'm here working hard the second day. And we're 41 years. You know, it's gotten to be a great thing. We get some of these new people that are just getting the business. And how did it happen? I said, I have no idea. I just put one foot in front of the other. Next thing you know, we've gotten kind of a little bit bigger there, Daniel.
One of the finest tea brands in the world, without question. This is Dan on the floor at World Tea Expo. This is Dan Bolton with TeaBiz on the floor at World Tea Expo. I'm with Lars at Bethlehem & Bach. Hi, Lars.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Tell me about the show.
Show's been great so far. So for me, it's the first time here, actually. Never been here before, and I'm quite surprised by how many people came by. So yesterday was really busy. A lot of stuff to do, a lot of customers, a lot of new contacts coming by. And yeah, today's also nice. Meeting a lot of interesting people and also seeing some suppliers, some customers. So yeah, so far, really liked it.
Tell me a little about your company.
So our company is based in Hamburg, Germany. We started out in Germany in 1836, so quite a long history. And yeah, we do orthodox teas, so without flavoring. We do fruit teas, herbal teas, with or without flavoring. All the blending, all the teas are imported into Germany, Hamburg, in our main office. That's where we do the blending, the packaging. And then we have a subsidiary here in the US, our Chicago office, which are responsible for the US customers, for the Latin American customers. And yeah, everything they need, we ship over here. And yeah, we are focused on specialty teas, loose leaf qualities. We also do a lot of accessories, which we import ourselves. Some coffee as well on the side. So yeah, lot of business.
Thank you so much. This is On the Floor with Dan Bolton at World Tea Expo. This is Dan Bolton on the floor at the tea vendor booth with Bob and Shaw. Tell us about the show, Bob.
Well, so far we've had a pretty good show. A lot of foot traffic on day one. Day two was a little bit slower, but definitely a lot of good foot traffic on day one. Met a lot of existing customers, met some potential new customers. We've done something a little bit different with our booth this year, where we're trying to promote our new platform, TeaVendor. So the way I would describe TeaVendor is, think of it as a marketplace for B2B that people can go to for tea. And so as part of that, we're promoting some of the brands that are going to be launched on tvendor.com. Young Mountain Tea, which is doing Kamalan tea. That's the region of India in the north. We have Just Tea that's bringing in teas from Nandi Hills in Kenya. So those are just some examples of brands that that will be.
What a great concept. A marketplace of tea and single origin, high quality teas that have not just a reputation for quality with your company, but all of the convenience and logistical benefits of a larger, well-established firm. Thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Thank you.
This is Dan Bolton on the floor at World Tea Expo. I'm with Jay Shree Tea. And Vishal, tell me about the show.
Hi, all. This is a very nice show, and we keep coming every year. For last 2 years, we are taking booth because we think that U.S. is an upcoming market. It's gradually turning from a coffee-drinking nation to a tea-drinking nation, and we are very excited for the same. And for the future also, we will keep on coming, and hopefully our business grows in U.S. Yeah, so Jay Shree Tea is one of the largest tea-producing companies in India, having tea plantations in Assam, Darjeeling, Duas, Terai, and all our Assam tea estates are RA certified, and Darjeeling are all RA certified, and one estate in, namely Rishihat, is organic as well as fair trade. So our products are very niche, and they cater well to the US market. We produce very good orthodox and CTC teas during second flush, and our Darjeeling first flush and second flush is just too good.
Thank you so much, Vishal Shah, with General Manager of Jay Shree. This is On the Floor with Dan Bolton at World Tea Expo 24 in Las Vegas. I'm with Stan
Van Schoenland.
Help me, how's the show?
The show is great. I would say it seems much bigger than last year, much more people and boots on the presentations. I went to an excellent presentation on tea flavoring from William Dietz. Very nice how he introduced the different concepts of flavor, artificial flavoring, natural flavors, and how to incorporate that in your business.
Excellent. Now, you're not from around here. You traveled to the show from?
Belgium, Europe.
Tell me a little about your company.
I have a company, Cruise. In Belgium, and it's a coffee and tea business. I roast my own coffees and I make my own tea blends, and I give presentations on tea and chocolate pairing and on tea and artificial intelligence.
Thank you so much for joining us on the floor at World Tea Expo. Now, just take a sec. This is Dan Bolton on the floor at World Tea Expo at the Sugimoto Tea booth, and I'm with Noli.
Hello, yes, this is Noli Argas. Yes, my name is Noli Ragas. I've been with Sugimoto Tea coming on 11 years now. Really grew to love tea as a part of my daily life while living in Japan, which I did for 2.5 years. And then I came back and wanted to work with a Japanese company, use my Japanese language and culture knowledge. And Sugimoto Tea happened to be hiring when I returned to Seattle.
Tell me a little about your show. How was your show?
The show? Well, the show has been, I will say, the traffic has been a little lighter than last year and the year before, which I think might be because there's a lot more pure, true tea here at the show, at the World Tea Expo, compared to some recent years. So I think people have a lot more choices, and I'm glad that they're still choosing us, but they also have a lot more like teas from China and teas from other parts of Japan to choose from now as well.
Tell me about your company.
Yeah, Sugimoto Tea Company has been making tea in Japan since 1946 in the aftermath of the last World War. A lot of Japanese people were trying to figure out life again. And my boss's grandfather started making tea in Shizuoka. And they've been making tea there for the last 7 years now. And my boss came to Seattle from Japan in about 2005. And since then, we've just been a conduit to bring the tea that's made from the Sugimoto family into the U.S. and then distributing it out through the Americas.
Thank you so much. This is Dan on the floor at World Tea Expo. We're on the floor with Tip Smith from
The Tea Smith in Omaha, Nebraska.
Tell me about the show.
This is, I think, our 20th show that we've been to, and it's absolutely fascinating to see how it's developed over the years. This year, I was particularly impressed with the educational offerings. Many of the presenters were from outside of the normal presenters outside of the U.S. So the really good viewpoints and some great subject matter expertise. The show itself has got some really good exhibits. Again, a lot of new people that have not been here, some great new booths. And of course, after being here for 20 years, it's a true pleasure to be with my friends again. The Tea Smith, we started that 20 years ago, so we've been drinking on the job ever since. And we are a retailer and a wholesaler and a flavorer of teas to tea shops, coffee shops, and fine dining. So we have a wonderful time with blending our teas. And at a given time, we've got about 200 to keep us busy.
Thanks so much for joining Tea Biz on the floor at World Tea Expo.
The International Institute for Sustainable Development has released its latest global report titled Tea Prices and Sustainability. The 40-page report, available free, provides detailed insights into production and pricing. According to the report, quote, tea production complying with voluntary sustainability standards, known as VSS, reached 24.8% of total production in 2019, but dropped slightly to 24% in 2021, end quote. The pandemic accelerated the shift in tea harvesting towards mechanization. Labor costs for hand plucking soared, pushing producers to mechanize their operations or face bankruptcy, according to the report, which cited the work of TeaCraft founder Nigel Melican. Around 70% of the global tea bushes are now harvested by machines or some form of mechanical aid, such as hand shears, up from 5% in 1980. In 2019, approximately 1 million sustainably compliant farmers produced 1.67 million metric tons of VSS-compliant tea, with a farm gate value exceeding $155 million. An increase of 300,000 metric tons over the previous year. The most prominent certifications in the sector include Rainforest Alliance, Certified Organic, Fair Trade, and UTZ, which has since become a part of Rainforest Alliance. Rainforest Alliance generated 1.3 million tons of sustainably produced tea in 2021, Organic certified 368,000 metric tons. From 2008 to 2019, conventional tea production grew at a combined annual rate of about 1.1%. VSS-compliant production grew at a combined annual growth rate of nearly 30% during the same period, but has since slowed to between 12 and 13% during the period 2014 to 2019. Business Insight. The report includes a 10-page dive into tea prices that undermines the case for value addition at origin and efforts to shift the sector towards sustainability. IDII warns of troubling trends. Quote, tea auction prices in real terms, for example, have been declining for four decades, with strong drops in the past 3 years due to pandemic-related disruptions to logistics. Prices fell to an all-time low in 2020 due to a combination of low global demand and oversupply in the market, end quote. The report cited Kenyan tea farmers who receive about 16% of the final price at auction, equal to 30 cents per kilo of green tea leaf delivered. Producers' prices in Asian countries, including Sri Lanka and Vietnam, have been slightly higher, averaging 40 cents per kilo. However, in India and Nepal, the average falls to 16 cents per kilo, which is insufficient to cover production costs. Download the report at www.iisd.org or visit the TBiz blog.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.